behind your disguise. It builds up inside until I have to blurt. Bullshit alert, yes, bullshit alert. It's bullshit alert.
Welcome to Bullshit Alert. I'm your host, Jeff Griggs. And as usual, I have a group of friends with me today, and I'm pretty sure they're all lying to me. If they're lying and I think they're telling the truth, I'll award them points. If they're telling the truth and I think they're lying, I'm going to award them points. If I guess right and they make me laugh, I'm going to award them points. Scoring system is very precise and complicated and available for you to study on our Instagram page, Bullshit Alert without an I. We have a wonderful group of people with us today. Our first friend joining us, as usual, Danny Marshall. Hi, Danny.
Hey, Jeff. Did you call the show The Bullshit Alert again? I think you did.
I don't think I did. Did I?
Steven?
I think so. I think you did.
Yeah.
Welcome to Bullshit Alert. I'm your host, Jeff Craig. Welcome to Bullshit Alert. Welcome to Bullshit Alert. Huh? All right. I think you guys are the only people who care. I don't think anybody else cares if I call it the Bullshit Alert.
Yeah, well.
Actually, our branding department really cares,
Jeff. Yeah, Sean Parker said drop the, and now we're here.
All right, well, thanks for making me mad before we start. Danny, good to see you.
Yeah, you too.
Lily. Lily Moss is here, also our one of our favorite panelists. How are you, Lily?
Doing well. Thanks for having me on this lo-fi episode of Bullshit Alert. If all of us sound like shit, it's because none of us are in our normal locations and we're all recording on sticks and stones, whatever we could scrounge together.
It's true. We are not. Where are you, Lily?
I'm at my mom's place. I'm recording on my iPhone 11.
iPhone 11.
Instead of my professional. Yeah. Oh my God, I just tried to fix my computer today and it was such a fucking hassle. I hate Apple so much. It costs so much to repair. Anyway, vote for right to repair, people, the next time that comes up in an election.
All right. What state or what city are you in?
South Salem, New York, about an hour north of New York City.
Okay. Fantastic. And our special guest of the week is Liz Fitzgerald. Liz Fitzgerald is a writer, director, comedian from Chicago, Illinois, and other places, and currently living in LA. Hi, Liz. How are you?
Hi, Jeff. I'm good.
How long have you been in LA?
I've been in LA for 4 months.
Wow.
What is the coolest thing you've seen or done in LA?
I went to the Hollywood Bowl, which is this big outdoor amphitheater, and it was like crazy beautiful. And everyone had such a reverence for classical music. And everyone was sitting and no one was on their phones. And then like I got really into it. I teared up. It was a night.
Oh, I was gonna ask if you cried.
I teared up.
Awesome. That's really good. Well, our final panelist, and isn't really a panelist because they are our scorekeeper and our timekeeper. It's my best friend in the whole entire world. It's Steve, also known as Steven Carter. Hi, Steven. How are you?
I'm great, Jeff. I'm just great.
So a few months ago, Steven got a haircut to look just like me, which I thought was great, that we would, you know, since we're best friends, we would have similar haircuts. And so I recently have gotten a haircut and Steven has let his grown out. And I feel like our friendship isn't on the same page lately.
It's not in the same cut.
Okay. Well, thanks for responding to that. Thank you, Steve. Let's get into our first round. And our first round is, what was the weirdest thing that happened to you this week? And we are going to kick it off with Danny. Danny, what's the weirdest thing that happened to you this week?
So bit of news is that I am moving to Los Angeles. It's actually happening. Yeah, that's exactly
why. Yeah, sounds like it.
Liz Fitzgerald moved there, and 4 months later, I said, that's it, I'm going. And so I'm packing up all my things. I'm leaving the Strong Island, as some of us call it. And I have a pod with all my stuff that I'm shipping, a lot of furniture and all my stuff. And, you know, I've been packing it, and I close it up for the night. And I go the next day, and I can't find my key to the pod. And I realized that I locked the key inside the pod.
Oh, no. How did you get it out?
I went to Home Depot and bought, like, lock clippers that they used to have in high school when someone forgot their code. And I had to cut the lock, the $12.95 lock that I bought from the pod people, to then buy another one because I had to cut the lock open to get in and finish packing my stuff.
Why didn't you just go to the high school and rent their lock?
I went to a high school that I just don't want to ever go back to. So I'm not trying to do that, Stephen.
I love that you got it from the pod people. That makes it sound like some aliens provided you with this celestial teleportation unit.
Yeah, they're like, hey, here's this storage thing for so much money, but for only $12.95 more, we'll give you a lock. And I was like, throw it in there.
And then you did.
And then you had to buy a new lock and lock it back up. And
then I bought a new lock. Yeah. I had the key on my lanyard of keychain, and I just put it on a box as I was in. I was just like, oh, I'll get it later. And then it was just so much time had passed that I completely forgot. I locked it back up, and then I had to buy. I didn't buy a new lock from them because it came when they delivered it. So I ended up having to go to like Staples to get one.
Why didn't you get a combination lock? Because that keeps you from ever screwing that up.
Because the, like, well, I could have, but also they're like, it's a big lock. It's a big, like, contraption that needs to
industrial.
Be industrial. Yeah, that's the word I'm looking for. Thank you.
big and industrial.
Big.
Both
big
were coinciding.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Danny.
Yeah.
Liz, what was the strangest thing that happened to you this week?
Okay. So, it didn't happen to me. I made it happen. But the strangest thing that's happened to me that I made happen this week was that I started watching Suits in earnest, and I'm loving mostly every minute. And it's like sort of a new watch, sort of a rewatch, but I really am enjoying myself.
A rewatch. So you were a big Suits fan before?
I was, but I would say peripherally. I always had respect for the show. And like at the royal wedding, I was like all about spotting the Suits stars.
The Suits. There's one of the Suits.
Yeah. Did she invite a lot of?
She invited 100% of the ensemble cast because.
Wow. I did not know that.
Even the caterer.
And what channel is Suits on?
Okay, so basically, like, here's where I am. I've been trying to cut down on many subscriptions and many ties to, like, the man, you know, and, like, streamers. Like, I have so many. So, like, I've been, like, slowly, like, whittling them down. So now I just have Amazon Prime and Paramount Plus. Paramount Plus so I can watch Drag Race, and Amazon Prime, I don't know, I just didn't cancel it. And I was like, what is on Amazon Prime? And it was Suits.
All right.
Suits is originally on USA, though.
I thought so.
USA, yeah.
Because she's a basic cable princess.
Yeah.
A BCP.
I didn't say she was a basic princess. I said Meghan Markle is a basic cable princess.
Yeah, but I feel like you putting a comma between basic and cable.
Did you think I was calling you a basic cable princess?
I know you're calling me a
basic. I am not. No, 100%. 100%. I'm not calling you a basic cable princess. I'm saying Meghan Markle was
I'm a basic cable queen.
Right.
And Amazon Prime is definitely the basic cable of the internet. And also, like, this show was an international hit. Like, I'm not crazy.
Oh, it was
which show?
So successful
internationally. I'm getting
it.
Defensive.
Was so successful internationally, way more than it was domestically.
Was it really?
Oh, yeah. I interned for the studio that made the show in college, and like everyone who watched it was internet. I never watched the show. I worked for them. I never watched the show, but yeah, it's like huge.
Are you being facetious? You worked for Suits?
I didn't work for Suits. I worked for the studio that made Suits. So basically, yeah, I worked for Suits and
a tailor
for a summer. And I got to read scripts and stuff. And I was in the middle of like the fifth season or sixth season. Didn't know a thing that was going on.
I know.
Well, I'm at four, so don't tell me.
I know Steven made a really bad joke, and I just want everybody to be able to hear it. Steven, what was your joke?
I said a tailor. Danny worked for a tailor. That's who made Suits.
Oh, that
was. I like that joke, Steven. I'm all here. I'm here for it.
Thank you, Lily.
Liz,
if he did, I'd like to shake that man's hand because, like, genuinely,
yeah, that's true.
And that's half the fun. Yeah.
Liz, when you get finished with that show, will you move on to like Rizzoli and Isles?
Oh my God.
I really don't like to think of not watching it right now because it's bringing me a lot of joy. I don't know.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Liz. Steven, what was the weirdest thing that happened to you this week?
I fumbled and spilt a whole container's worth of laundry detergent on the floor.
Oh,
no, no. I'm sorry. I've already called bullshit. You can't spill an entire detergent's worth. It has like the tapered cap. Unless you were like standing there for 20 seconds going, oh, geez. There's no way.
That shit can crack.
It can crack. I mean, when I fell, because I fell, it shot forward, and then I landed with my hand smashing open the like the thing, like the nozzle, and that's where it cracked and just spilt all over the floor.
Liz, did you have a question?
Oh. I was picturing it glugging, I had a gesture.
Oh my God.
Steven, how did you clean it up?
With a mop, and it took forever.
You should have used clothes to clean it.
I mean, that's true. But it was like,
get a load in. Yeah.
It like went so under the laundry thing. It was so dirty and gross that I couldn't really use any of it.
How'd you trip?
Sock.
Oh.
No, we don't need any more. Yeah, no, we need nothing more.
God. Nothing more. I once knew a friend who put a Tide Pod on accident in the dishwasher, and it destroyed the dishwasher. They had to get a new dishwasher because those things aren't made for Tide Pods. They're made for special dishwasher things. It just was bubble, and they could never get bubbles out of it.
Well, so the real problem was they didn't separate the white dishes from the colored dishes.
That's true. That was a good bit, Lily. Lily, what was the weirdest thing that happened to you this week?
Just before we get away from it, I just want to say you using basic cable as an insult is my new favorite thing. I imagine that as like two bitchy high school girls being like, Veronica, did you see those sweatpants? They're so basic cable. I'm going to imagine that forever. Anyway, moving on.
If they were well-tailored sweatpants, maybe, yeah.
Like, so affordable, and yeah. Anyway, what happened to me this week is I've been dating my girlfriend now for like 4 months, and I was talking with my mom over the phone, and we were talking about actually me coming up here. And when I was like, oh yeah, me and Sadie are gonna come up, she was like, oh yeah, you and your buddy. And I was like, oh, I see, my buddy. Okay, Mom. Interesting. So Sydney and I have been referring to each other as buddies, and we've officially come out on Facebook as in a buddy relationship. So that's
very nice.
Two buddies.
Do you guys have like escapades that you go on or any like crazy events that happen that could be part of a sitcom?
Road trip.
Yeah.
In a row, I got COVID and then she had surgery. So we literally have not left the house in a full month. So this sitcom is only bottle episodes.
Yeah. Oh, that's fun. That's very fun.
You're all late right, to let's... your paleontology conference.
I'm assuming that's a Friends reference, Danny, and I don't appreciate it.
Let's get a recap of what happened to us this week. Danny, what was the strangest thing that happened to you this week?
I locked my key to my pod inside my pod.
Liz?
I'm in a deep suit period.
All right. Steven?
I spilt a whole container of laundry detergent.
And Lily?
I've got a buddy.
All right. I'm going to go in reverse. Lily, it's true. Your story is true. You do have a buddy. Steven, your story's bullshit. Liz, your story is true. Danny, your story is bullshit. Danny, is your story true or bullshit?
Yeah, it's bullshit. I would not do that to myself. I'm better than that. I wouldn't lock the key in there.
Good, good, good. Liz?
I couldn't picture you at Home Depot. yes,
it's too big, yes, and it smells too much like wood.
Yeah.
Yes, it's very true.
What's your favorite episode? Do you have a favorite or a favorite season?
Hello. I'm captivated. The seasons are a great length. They're 16 episodes.
That's good.
Which is like not 22, but not 8. That, you know what I mean?
That's
the
right.
The math on that is correct. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't have a favorite episode. It's just a mood. Like, I love this show.
I will watch. I'll watch an episode just because you love it so much.
Yeah, try the pilot.
Oh, okay. All
There's
right.
one to try. That's it.
All right. Steven, is your story true or bullshit?
It was bullshit, Jeff. You got me.
All right.
I told you, it's impossible.
Yeah. Lily, true or bullshit?
Oh, it's 100% true. My mom thinks we're buddies.
Wow, that is great. Well, Steven, can you give us an update on score and time?
No one got any points, right? You got everything correct. So we're all tied.
This might be the first time I win a show. If nobody gets any points throughout, I win.
Yeah, that means you can finally leave the show.
Yeah, I'm going to try harder.
Jeff, our fans are going to have to update the like size of the chart on our Wikipedia page, and it's just going to be a hassle now. Come on.
I know. Well, that was the end of our first round. Join us for round two. We are in our second round, and in our second round, it is get to know our guests. And in this round, I'm going to ask Liz three questions, and she's going to tell us three different things about herself. And then Danny and Lily are going to try to guess if she's telling the truth or if she's lying. And this makes it so it's impossible for me to win the show because I get no points or nobody gets canceled out. Someone's going to win points, so I'll never win ever. Which is the way it should be. So, Liz, you're going to tell us three stories, and they are going to get 10 points if they get it correct, and you are going to get 10 points if you fool them. What is an interesting thing for question number one? What's an interesting thing that happened to you in your hometown?
So, I'm from Denver, and I went to a summer camp up in the mountains, and I wasn't at my normal session of summer camp, and I was a little bit older. I was like considered an older camper, like 12, you know what I mean? 12 or 13. And one day, instead of regular activities, they gathered all the older campers together and said, we're not doing, you know, whatever camp stuff. We're doing this other thing. And then all of a sudden, all the counselors like got into character really quickly. And we pretended we were in a cult for the rest of the day. And to this day, I don't know what happened. You know what I'm saying? It's like, was that? And I was told it was the quote unquote last year that they did it.
Was it the first year too?
I don't think so, but I had never been to that session before.
What does it mean that you were in a different session?
There were four sessions at my camp: American Heritage, Knighthood One, Knighthood Two, and World Friendship. And usually I was an American Heritage. Yeah.
Those are four vastly different themed sessions.
Yeah, they're different themes. Good.
I'm just saying the fact that you had American Heritage. I thought you'd have like math, science once you said American Heritage, but then you have Knighthood 1 and Knighthood 2.
Yeah. And that was like, I couldn't get it. Those were like the really prestigious like sessions. And I couldn't.
What kind of camp? Was this like outdoor activity camp or like
outdoor summer camp, like hiking and camping and a ropes course and make a fire and archery.
Yeah. Wow.
Fascinating.
And it's a beloved camp. Yeah.
I believe that. The different sort of themes for all four are very interesting. So they started doing the cult stuff. What type of cult activities were they doing?
Well, the activity was called Religious Freedom, and it lasted all day. And they said, when they got into character, they said, okay, you have 5 minutes to run to your cabin and change into all white clothing. And so we're all like, what the fuck is going on? So we like ran back to our cabins, changed back to the council ring. And they were like, girls, hair down. And so we all like took our little ponytails out. We're like, what? And then they did like a little skit where they pretended some other counselors were being beaten.
This is hilarious.
Like out of the counselor ring. So we just heard, we didn't see. And then they're like, we are something. We are whatever.
Farmers.
And
bum,
like
the world.
Bum bum.
So years later when the insurrection happened on January 6th, did you see like former counselors running around with those people?
No.
Oh.
No. What does that say?
Oh, I was giving Danny's joke a 4 out of 10.
A 4 out of 10? That's better than most. That's fine.
But they made us go. So like they split us up into like, they were like, you 10, come with me. You 20, follow me. And then we went to different cult activities in the camp. We had to stack. One was like, we had to stack pennies in a straight line. And then the guy would come around and he would hit the table and he'd be like, again. Another one, we had to go to the church chapel. It wasn't a religious camp, though the exercise was called Religious Freedom, and this occurred in a chapel. But when we go to the chapel, they had the cult's manifesto, like written on like a piece of printed out paper, and we had to memorize it. And if we didn't memorize it, like we got punished, fake punished or something like that. Wow. Just a lot of stuff that day. And so, you know, I'm, you know, sensitive and... Even if I wasn't, this whole thing was so fucked up. So I start crying, you know what I mean? Like on hour 3. And then like, I got like special attention later from like this counselor named Mike. And he was like, hey, how you doing? And I was like, you know, as an adult, like looking back, I should have been like, you know, not great. You like kind of flipped the script on like summer camp and made us pretend we were in a cult with no real, there was no like big lesson at the end of the day.
That's what I was going to ask. Was there a message or a lesson that was the result of all of this?
I don't know. They kept calling it religious freedom. And I think it was a lesson, you know, it was like 2000, like what year was I 12 in? Like 2001, 2000. And they were like, aren't you grateful to be living in a place where you have religious freedom?
Oh my God.
And I was like, I'm 12, you know?
One other thing, you said that at hour 3 you started crying. How many hours did this go on?
Probably 5.
Wow.
Jesus.
Wow.
And did it make you want to be in a cult or no?
I mean, I do consume a lot of cult materials as an adult, and every once in a while I do catch myself being like, well, that ship does look pretty nice, like or you know, like she seems happy.
And you did take classes at IO Theater.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm still
it's hard to leave once you get in.
It's hard to yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you for that. Question number 2, can you tell us something that happened to you in Chicago?
Yes, I can. This was actually before I lived in Chicago. I was like 17, and this like extracurricular activity that I was in high school got into like this like festival or competition of sorts, this like theatrical festival. And we came to Chicago to like perform the thing. And then I got cut at the last minute while in Chicago. Oh. So I had to hang out with the teachers, which is kind of fun.
Oh no. And what did you do? What did you do with the teacher for the time while everybody else was doing the theatrical stuff?
Well, we did. Okay. We got pizza one time or one downtown. One time. And then we did watch an episode of like 10 minutes of Sex in the City in her room, which was fun.
I swear I thought you were going to say Suits.
I did too. I totally thought it was Suits. 100% thought you were going to say Suits.
Both prestigious television shows. Both kind of changed the landscape, you know?
So you just became friends with these teachers then?
Yeah. I mean, we were kind of like peers for like those 2 days because they didn't.
Because you had nothing else to do.
No, like the rest of the girls had like meetings. Like they had to like, I don't know, have pre-meetings with the judges or something like that. Or I don't know. Ugh. But I couldn't be a part of it.
So you were just a tourist.
I was a tourist and the city was my playground.
Wow. And they didn't even like make you like stage manager or help out with anything. You just had to hang out.
I helped, but like it wasn't like technically like it was instead of like a theater thing, it was like more of like an expository. What would you call it? It's like not quite debate, not quite Model UN. This girl wrote a scene that got into a comp that we performed, and then like that scene got into nationals or whatever. And so it wasn't really like that theatery, even though it was like a scene.
Mm-hmm.
I see.
I've seen those types of competitions. Absolutely. Okay, good. Thank you for your second story. And now your third story in question is, can you tell me something that has happened to you while you've been in LA?
Yeah. So there was a flood in my apartment.
Oh, no.
And everything's okay. Everything's fine and great, but I did have to file an insurance claim and it took a long time for State Farm and I to really, you know, get on the same page, meaning get on the phone together. And they were acting quite bizarre. Like I got a phone call one time on a Sunday at 5 a.m. Obviously I was asleep. And the voicemail said, hey, this is like after like a week of calling back and forth, like, hey, Liz, like Adam is trying to get a hold of you. Call him back at this number. He probably won't answer today because it's Sunday. And then I got an email like 2 hours later being like, we've been trying to reach you by phone, but like you're not answering. And it's like, well, yes, because you're calling me at 5 a.m. on a Sunday. And then, okay, whatever. So it's like this weird back and forth. Then Adam and I finally get on the same page, meaning we get on the phone together. I am on another call when he calls. And I'm like, it's almost done. And I'm like, can I call you back in 10 minutes? And then what happened was so funny and interesting to me. I could tell in real time that he was going to tell a lie. I was like, can I call you back in 10 minutes? And then there was a beat. And then he was like, I have a meeting in 10 minutes. And I was like, okay. And then I was like, what if I called you? Oh, this is what he said. He was like, well, what time is it there for you? And I was like, 10:20. And so he was like, oh, at 10:30, I have a meeting. And I was like, but you are like in nowhere land. You're like in the sky. Like, I don't even know what you are talking about. And then I was like, well, what about like 11 or in 30 minutes? And this is what he said. He said, these meetings usually go, he was like, I have a meeting. And I was like, well, what about in 30 minutes? And he was like, these meetings go for 45. And like in the moment, I was like, I don't know. Have you guys ever been in a situation where it's like, you say exactly what you want to say? Like, I don't know, just like everything comes together and you're just like, zoned in. I didn't say exactly what I wanted to say, but I was very present in knowing that he was lying to me. So whatever, I just stayed on the phone with him and filed the claim.
I think the issue here is that you were with State Farm and not
Farmers. Yeah.
Bum, ba, dum, bum, bum, bum,
did
bum.
You did it get rectified? Was your claim settled?
Yeah, I'm waiting for a check in the mail.
Oh, good. Well, that's good. Yeah. So it came through.
Okay.
Yeah, what flooded in your apartment?
The pipe above the pipe. I think it's like the line to the washer. The pipe had a washer part of it, which I know I'm saying washer twice, and I mean washer in two different ways. Danny, Home Depot. Two different types of washers.
I got it. It's the little thing. It's the
little
it's the,
thing and
the
not
thing,
the big thing.
And then
yeah,
the machine.
Yeah.
I got it.
Gotcha.
Yeah. The industrial thing. Yeah, yeah.
It was there. The washer broke, and then it was like pouring out water. And yeah, not good.
Do you have a washer dryer in your apartment there in LA?
In unit.
Mm-hmm. Fancy.
Damn.
Yeah.
Do you also have a pool?
Yeah. She did for a little while after the pipe. Right.
In unit. Yeah. All right. Well, we are yes-anding each other all over the place. Congratulations, everybody. All right, let's get a recap and we'll get instant guesses from everybody. Let's go with, can you give us a reminder of your Denver story?
Oh, I was like in a mock cult.
Great.
At summer camp.
Great. Lily, is that true or is it bullshit?
I think it's true. I think cults are spreading and they're everywhere. And all religion is a cult. Yeah, I said it. So I think it's true.
You're very pro cult, right, Lily?
I actually, I think cults are fascinating. And I started one a la episode one in the first grade. So yeah, sure.
That's right. All right. Danny, true or bullshit?
I fully believe it. Liz is definitely one to fall for this kind of thing and become a cult member. So it makes sense.
Great. Steven, true or bullshit?
Oh, it's true. If they make you count pennies outside of a bank, it's a cult.
Very nice. Liz, is that story true or is it bullshit?
It's true.
Very nice. Everybody got it. Everybody got points except for Liz. And Steven, whose points don't count.
No.
Liz, your second story, your Chicago story. Can you give us a recap of what happened for that?
That was... I came to Chicago as part of like a theater festival competition and I got cut at the last minute.
Brutal. Danny, is that story true or bullshit?
It's bullshit. It's bullshit.
All right. Lily, true or bullshit?
It's true. I know that life, being friends with the lunch ladies and eating with the homeowners. I know it. It's true.
Steven, true or bullshit?
I'll go bullshit on this one.
All right, Liz, is it true or bullshit?
No, it's not true.
Oh,
I don't like lying.
All right, and your final story.
I even named you guys. Can I tell you though? I named the play, and no one ever asked. And I was so excited to say it because it was not a play. I had this whole story about how it was like a student-written play. And the title of the play was Cutie Come Home.
Now we have to write.
And there was a song, and the main song was called Goodbye, Cutie.
I was going to say it's the sequel to Bye Bye Birdie.
Which is really funny that this is a student-written play and it has a whole musical number. That's brilliant. All right, your LA story.
My LA story was that there's a flood and Adam from State Farm lied to my face about his availability for the day.
All right. Steven, is this true or bullshit?
Oh, I think it's true.
Danny, true or bullshit?
I think it's true.
Lily, true or bullshit?
Metagaming it, almost all guests go 2 true, 1 bullshit. So I'm going to say this is true.
All right. Very nice. Liz, is the story true or bullshit?
It's true.
Yeah.
But I don't like that I'm getting like a money ball. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
pay attention to the story.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I thought about these scenarios.
Yeah, Lily, you're supposed to not game the game. You're a part of this. You're ruining the fun.
All right, Steven, can we get an update on score and time?
Yeah, Liz has 10 points, Danny has 20, and Lily has 30 points and is in the lead. Time, I think we're going to have to rush through round three.
All right. Thank you for that. And we are going into round three. It is time for round three, and round three is Hidden Talents. The first time we have ever done this round. So what I want you to do is tell me your hidden talent. And we are going to start with Danny. Danny, what is your hidden talent?
Well, Jeff, I realized at a young age, I can balance pretty much anything on my head. Textbooks, a full glass of water, I can pretty much whatever it is, I can walk in a straight line and it won't fall off my head.
All right. And when did you learn this talent?
I think in middle school, I tried it out in the library with some textbooks. And then, excuse me. And then after that, it just like my friends and I were joking around and we were doing stuff. And I tried it with other things. Usually it needs like a flat-ish bottom for me to balance it on. But I've done some delicate things. I've done like a carafe that it was like a like lucite, you know, it could break if it fell at the right angle. But yeah. And then it became kind of a party trick in college.
Very cool. Very fascinating. Lily, what is your hidden talent?
I'm so fucking angry.
Why? What's up?
Danny, did you do this intentionally?
Do what?
My hidden talent is that I can balance and walk and run with textbooks on my head.
What?
Run?
Wow, that's
you son of a bitch. Yeah, I hate you, Danny. You were just complaining about metagaming. You metagamed the shit out of me. This is mine.
This is not.
You stole my life.
This is mine.
No, I've told you about this.
I'm the one who we live together, and I would do this for you. And Lily, this is not fun.
You son of
Lily.
A bitch.
You guys, we can settle this. Just get crafts out and
right.
We can,
I don't have any.
Danny, I hate you so much.
Yeah, Liz is right. Everybody grab a craft.
Everyone stop. Yeah.
All our listeners, pause this episode, grab a craft. Do not come play until you have one.
Okay, does everyone have their craft?
All right. Go ahead. Walk with the craft on your head. All right. Hey. I will judge. There you go.
There's no running.
Okay,
someone said they
Lily.
Could run.
So Lily. Far, Danny's the only one who has successfully done it.
Do we want to do this? Because I'll disprove it right. I'll prove it right now.
Danny
we,
did it.
It'll ruin.
Danny did it for
grab
a good 30
a
seconds. It looks like Lily just gave up. Steven, yeah. what is your hidden talent?
Oh, we don't have time for it this week, Jeff. I'll hide it for another day.
You can tell us. I just won't ask you very many questions about it.
Lily doesn't have her headphones on, and she froze, and she thinks that we're still talking about her.
she has a butcher block balancing on her.
All right, Steven, can you tell us a little bit about your hidden talent?
I can bend my right big toe all the way, well, I guess like 3/4 of the way back. So it's not touching, but it's very close to touching, like my foot.
All right. Well, you're right. I should have just passed on you.
Yeah,
that's real gross. It's real gross. Liz, what is your hidden talent?
My hidden talent is that if I go to the movies with someone and we get popcorn, I can like manipulate the situation to make them start eating the popcorn exactly like when I want to start eating the popcorn.
that is a good talent.
And
also,
how do you
so
do
I
it?
Can decant, no, what's that?
How do you do it?
Forcefully. I tell them that I have a rule that I don't like to eat popcorn before I see the title of the movie come up. Because food is much food is best served hot. Or wait, this is not my point.
This is all part of it. This is the reverse psychology.
I know. Okay, so you guys are at the movies with me. I'm going to tell you, they're like, I want to eat popcorn. And I'm like, I do too. Food is best served hot. Am I right? However, popcorn, this movie is 2 hours or 90 minutes or however long. And I want to enjoy the popcorn while the movie is happening. And when you front load popcorn for 20 minutes while it's trivia or it's, you know, the like the roller coaster, that's the thing of film, like, or the previews, I think it's a waste of the popcorn.
Yeah, it's a really good point. And that's a really good, you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
People should wait. I can't. I try, and then I invariably am going to eat it during the previews and then during the roller coaster. And then movie is a third of the way finished, and I wish I hadn't eaten the popcorn.
And you're a movie popcorn fiend, aren't you, Jeff? I've seen you. I've surprisingly seen you at many different theaters, and it ends up being the one that was closest to where we lived at the time. The Landmark has the best popcorn in Chicago. Is that right?
Great popcorn.
It's the best popcorn in the city.
Yeah,
I really love popcorn. Sometimes I just go to a movie just to watch popcorn, or just to eat popcorn. And to watch him make the popcorn, yeah.
But you want popcorn, yeah. But I want to watch.
That's your behind the scenes. That's your director's commentary, and be like, so what do you do with the girl?
But I also will eat popcorn at completely inappropriate movies. Like, I ate popcorn all through Amistad. I ate popcorn all through 12 Years a Slave. All through Schindler's List. And every time,
Passion of a Christ,
every time in the middle of an inappropriate scene, I'm eating and thinking, I shouldn't be eating this. This is a bad idea. I should get a little more control. Yeah. All right, let's go back and recap. Danny, what was your hidden talent?
I can balance textbooks, sometimes glasses of water, a carafe on my head, and walk, sometimes even run. Yeah, so I can do that.
All right. Lily, what was your hidden talent?
Pass.
All right. Steven?
I can bend my right toe pretty far back. Ugh. Pretty far.
And Liz?
I can control how much me and my movie-going partner, when we start eating our popcorn.
All right. Let's go through this. Danny, yours is 100% true. Lily, yours was bullshit. Mm-hmm. Steven, yours was true. And Liz, I think yours was true. Danny, is yours true or is it bullshit?
Okay, Jeff, hold on, because this is kind of funny. That was actually bullshit. And that actually a friend of mine from college could do.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I told it pretty good, though.
Yeah. Lily, is yours true or is yours bullshit?
I don't even care, because you thinking Danny was true and me was false, it's going to make me win the episode, because obviously it's true. I'm a fucking master at balancing shit on my heads. I'm like the women in faraway villages that you see in National Geographic, the National Geographic's behind Steven. I can balance anything on my head.
All we saw was you put a butcher block on your head and then freeze the camera so it made it look like you were balancing something for like 3 minutes.
Yeah.
So it just didn't seem true. It just didn't seem true. Steven, is yours true or bullshit?
Oh, mine's bullshit. I couldn't do that, even if I tried. I think you break your foot if you did that.
That was good, Steven. I really thought that was true. Liz, is your story true or is it bullshit?
It's true, Jeff. I'm really good at
I believe describe. That. We should go to movies together, because I have no control. I will always eat the popcorn.
I think if we do that, it will be about progress and not perfection. maybe the first time you wait, you know what I mean, through half the previews, you know what I mean? And I wait through half, you know, and we build. So The Departed is a very hard movie to do that too, because the title comes about 80 minutes into the film.
Oh, till the actual title comes. Not just when the movie starts. You wait for the title screen.
Yeah, which like now that we're talking about this, like I think I'm just having a personal revelation. Like it makes it more of a talent that I've been able to convince many a friend and movie going.
What about a movie that the title pops up as it cuts to black?
I'm not unreasonable. You know what I mean? Okay. If we're, you know.
Okay.
I live in the real world.
I get it.
Steven, can you give us an update on score?
Yeah, Liz ended the game with 10 points. Danny ended the game with 50, but Lily won with 60 points.
Congratulations, Lily. Congratulations. Quite an achievement. Liz, I also thought you had more points. You have like a shocked look on your face that, what? That's all I got?
No, I didn't know. I don't know how the... I don't know how I would earn points.
Yeah, we don't
either. I don't know why Jeff and Steven are exempt from getting or losing points.
It's all on our Instagram.
It's on, if you go to our Instagram page, the uh-huh. scoring is very, very precise and complicated. And
there's a flow chart.
You can spend hours. Liz, do you have anything that you'd like to plug?
Not at the moment. I'm just not at the moment.
Anything really from the future or from the past you want to plug?
Anything from the future or the past?
You and Danny did a series together.
Oh, yeah.
If you go to LizFitzgerald.com, you can see a lot of my writing and my films. All from the past, none from the future.
All right.
I'm just like working on some projects and nothing to really point to right now. But yeah, that's my website, which the background is really sparkly and changes colors as you scroll, which is really cool.
That's very cool. Well, Liz, thank you so much for joining us on the podcast. And thank you everyone for listening. This is Bullshit Alert.
Thanks for listening to our shit on Bullshit Alert. Thank you to our guest, Liz Fitzgerald. You can see her films, writings, subscribe to her newsletter, and more by visiting her website at LizFitzgerald.com. On behalf of Jeff Griggs, Lily Moss, and Danny Marshall, I'm Stephen Carter. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Bullshit Alert. Like, share, and tell your friends about this show. Edited by Lucas Marshka. Theme music by Fred Stark. Check him out at FredStarkMusic.com and Spotify.